Armed American Radio listeners, today's Armed American Radio's recorded version of the national radio broadcast, the Armed American Radio podcast, is being brought to you today and every day by North American Arms. Make sure to visit NorthAmericanArms.com for the finest mini revolvers on planet Earth. NorthAmericanArms.com. Enjoy the show.
Is Armed American Radio.
If they want to take my guns, they're going to have to bring a station wagon and a whole lot of friends, because I'm not giving them anything.
From the Carr Firearms Group studio
at the Patriot Mobile Communication Center
on the Sig Sauer Platinum microphone.
Mark, we know they want to take our guns, and now we're going to make them eat it.
Proudly presented to you by X Insurance.
X Insurance. X Insurance.
Here is your host of Armed American Radio, the loudest conservative voice in America fighting for your rights, Mark Walters.
Walters.
The round table is upon us, ladies and gentlemen. Mark Walters here in the Carr Firearms Group studios with you. The 6-hour mic lit up. The Patriot Mobile Command Center fired up with all the cool lights and stuff. And it's all being brought to us today and every day by the great X Insurance. X Insurance, getting ready. Check them out on Instagram, by the way, because we're coming into that powerboat racing. And X is sponsoring, I think, 6 or 7 of these incredible boats. So make sure to check them out on Instagram. And you might want to look towards them for a policy, too, because they'll cover your freedom and your guns and all your cool stuff that others won't. And they'll go to the mat with you, ladies and gentlemen. AM Best, A-rated for a reason. Welcome into the program with us today. More about our partners coming up throughout the show, throughout this hour anyway. If you want to watch this program in high definition, you may do so by visiting armedamericanradio.com, armedamericanradio.com. Click watch live. Don't do it if you're driving. If you are, click listen live. And you can participate in the chat. Again, not while you're driving. Please don't do that. But you can watch the show or you can listen to the program at armedamericanradio.com. You can do that at OpsLens, Apple TV, Roku, Twitch, all those cool things. We're out there on your television sets and all of your devices. Or if you don't want to participate in that chat, you can download the Telegram messaging app. Several hundred of you have already done that. We appreciate it. Active chat all the time. Love the group over there. And when you do that, download that Telegram messaging app. Search for Armed American Radio Conversations. Welcome in. Let's get the party started. It is a classic roundtable. Let's start with Neil McCabe, reporter Neil McCabe from Boston, who is losing his Boston accent. He's over there at redstate.com, redstate.com. Neil, how you doing, my brother? Neil probably hit the mute button again. Let's try
it
again.
This is Neil.
There he is. There's Neil. Neil from redstate.com. From redstate.com. How are you, man?
Hey, fantastic. I wish to God I could have that rant back because it was brilliant.
Oh, well, that's okay. We'll see if we can fire you up in the rest of the hour. Justin Moon, CEO of Carr Arms. How you doing, my brother?
Doing good, Mark. Thanks for having me, buddy.
Always a pleasure, my friend. Always a pleasure. Are you coming to us from Tennessee today, or are you coming to us from Pennsylvania?
Oh, I'm in process to becoming a full-time Tennessee resident over the next, probably by the end of the year.
Well, I'll tell you, we're going to be seeing a lot of each other because you're only about 3 hours away from me, so that makes for a really fun ride. And Brad Primo, CEO of Lead Slingers. Brother, you're already in Tennessee. How are you, man? Thanks for being here.
Doing great, Mark. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. Honestly, guys, I wish, you know, I opened up the program with Alan Gottlieb, and at some point in time, you know, you think to yourself, are we ever going to get a rest, right? Are we ever going to get a break? Alan hadn't been on the show for 2 weeks, and there was no way we could cover with him everything that happened over that two-week period in two segments on this show. We just couldn't do it. We're winning victories. We're having to fight court battles across the country, and there just isn't enough time whatsoever. So I'm going to start with you guys on the High Capacity Magazines ruled unconstitutional in the great state of Washington. And Brad, since I just ended with you, I'll start with you. So here in Washington State, yet again, a major victory for gun rights supporters, ban on high cap magazines ruled unconstitutional. But guess what? That was immediately stayed by a clerk court, not even the court itself, when the Washington State Attorney General said, now, and he filed an immediate reaction to it. And here it is again. Now, here's why this is important, guys, because as AWR Hawkins reported, and Ed, we talked to him in the first hour, nearly 100 million magazines in America, of which 717 million, pushing a billion, are all over 10 rounds. And of those, 46% are rifle magazines at 30 rounds. Brad, when does this stop, dude? Come on, man. That's common use, bro. What do we got to do here?
I don't know. I mean, the thing is that these people never stop. They don't ever take a break. They don't ever get bored. They don't ever find. I mean, I'm amazed that they just don't give up. I mean, if there's anything you got to hand it to the left, is those people don't quit. And, you know, that's a good thing to have, and it's bad for us. You know, it kind of shows that we have to have the same kind of stamina. You know, if we don't match their stamina when it comes to fighting for our rights, then we'll ultimately lose. And this is a marathon. It's not a sprint.
Yeah, well said. Justin, let me take it to you. We'll go this way around the table today. You know, it never stops, Justin. It just never stops. Now, as I said with Stephen Gutowski in the previous hour, it's job security for all of us. You own a firearms manufacturing company, the Carr Firearms Group. But the left continues to come after us. Magazines, when does it stop, Justin? Do we ever get to the end of this, ever get to the end of this, where we actually plant our flag and say, that's it, we won, bye?
Oh, I think we have to be forever vigilant because, you know, as we found out in recent history with Epstein and all of that, and now P. Diddy, the left are a bunch of pedophile, child-molesting, child-eating maniacs. And how are they going to eat our children if we have guns?
You know, that's a great question, Neil. Neil McCabe famously said one time, if you can't have dinner with them, right? Neil, take that one. It's going to be a great roundtable, guys. Buckle it.
No, I just really worry. I just really worry about this country because it's just like, it's like they hate us. And it's like, I don't know how that started. Like, I don't remember hating them, but like something happened and it, like, it started where they were like, okay, we're going to try to get you fired. And then they're like, okay, now we're going to put you in jail. And now they're like, and now we're going to get you killed or beat up, right? We're going to SWAT your house, or we're going to dox you. And it's like, it's really, really bad. It's, you know, in the two-tier system of justice, you know, we see that all the time. And it's like, I really don't like where this thing is going. I don't, not at all, Mark.
No, I know that, and I've known you a long time, and I can sense that with you. Brad, I'm going to go back to you. We're going around the table the opposite way today. I love that. Change things up just a little bit. But, Brad, you heard what Justin said, and you heard what Neil said. There's obviously a lot of fear out there. It's, Neil, you're not alone, okay? We all feel that way, that something bad is happening in this country. Brad, here's just a little snippet of that, okay? We had Sheriff Kurt Hoffman on, Sarasota County Sheriff. He's such a great guy and a big fan of the show as well, and we love the sheriff. Man, he tells it straight up. And he told our listening audience that you've got to stay armed. And he gave us some of the crime numbers just from illegal immigration in Sarasota, Florida. Brad, you don't think of illegal immigration in Sarasota, Florida, do you? No, you don't. You think of the border states with Mexico. But those border states and the immigration problems, illegal immigration problems, are impacting him to the tune of having warrant service officers now that are going out and arresting these. Fortunately, in Florida, they're arresting these people, but it impacts all of us across the country. And we're at a point now where, honestly, if you're not armed in this country, ladies and gentlemen, you're stupid. Brad, your take.
Yeah, I mean, just looking at it, I mean, just tonight, you know, in Nashville, about an hour ago, I just saw a news report, a convicted felon out on bond on a violent crime.
No.
Shot six people back on Easter Sunday in Nashville, convicted felon with a firearm on probation. I think it was killed somebody in a restaurant, shot four other people. You know, so you have Democrat run cities, DAs, putting people, soft on crime. Memphis just the last couple of days had Three police officers shot, one of them killed, by an 18-year-old who was released on no bail for having a machine gun.
Right,
Glock
right.
Switch, right? So that's a federal, right. And that's just what they want out there. That's a Democrat, another Democrat-run city. And so, you know, they're already unleashing violent criminals on the rest of us. They're importing voters, basically, and other people who, you know, God knows who they are. I mean, we know that we have criminal gangs from Venezuela that are coming up. I mean, they're you have video of them casing people's houses. They're professional criminals that are coming up here, and they're doing it because they see easy prey. And so if you're not arming yourself, if you're not ever vigilant, you know, having your head on a swivel because, you know, for the most part of this country, yeah, you know, if you're not involved in gang activity or drugs, you're probably not going to have a lot to worry about. But that is increasingly becoming not the case when we have a bunch of violent felons walking the streets.
You had an 85-year-old woman. We're going to talk about this when we come back because it's such a beautiful, happy ending story. Ladies and gentlemen, the roundtable is just getting started, but it flies by. So let me apologize in advance for that. It's always a great conversation and a lot of fun, as you heard in that first segment. We'll be back with the crew, Justin, Neil, and Brad, right after this break. Don't go away, please.
Mike Gallagher wanting to let you know that the crew of the Desperado Sport Fish in Virginia Beach, Virginia supports Armed American Radio and the Second Amendment, and I'm right there with them. Now back to Mark Walters.
Yeah, that Desperado Sport Fish crew, those guys are the bomb. They're getting ready to start doing some tuna fishing up and down the East Coast and the Marlin tournaments and all that fun stuff. And while they do it, they support Armed American Radio and the right to keep and bear arms, and they have for many years, and we love them. You can visit all of our partners at armedamericanradio.com. Welcome back in, guys. So, Brad, I ended that segment with you, and I just touched on briefly because time got the best of us. Father Time keeps marching on. So I'll go to Justin with this, and we'll go around the table because this is an incredible story, and I can't wait to get y'all's take on this. But you had an 85-year-old mom, Justin, last week whose home was invaded, and she is living with a disabled son. And she was attacked in her home by a dirtbag beauty loser with a 9mm that was pistol whipping her, Justin, Neil, and Brad, and was successful in handcuffing her to a chair and then beating her over the head with the pistol. 85 years old. My mom's 84. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, if you've got elderly parents or grandparents, I want you to play theater of the mind here and imagine this happening to your mother or grandmother. Or you, if you're 85, tuned into the program. If you are, God bless you. We love you. And here's the deal. She was handcuffed to a chair, Justin. The guy beat her with the pistol and said, "Where's the valuables?" She said, "They're downstairs." She didn't tell the guy about her disabled son. He goes downstairs, finds a couple safes, sees the disabled son, comes upstairs. What, unbeknownst to him, Justin, she had dragged herself and the chair at 85 years old over to her .357 Magnum revolver, and when he came back upstairs, she popped him twice, and he died on the kitchen floor. Now, that's a beautiful, happy ending story, and I love that. She was shot in the process because he returned fire, but she survived. Justin, does a story like that give you hope, man? And let's get into the weeds on this. Let's talk a little bit about this.
Yeah, that's an amazing story. That's exactly what America's all about.
Yes.
I mean, we really need to not only encourage people to use guns in self-defense, we need to encourage, you know, everybody to be their neighbor's keeper. We need to return back to the way America was, where we didn't rely on Big Brother to protect ourselves or our neighbors, that we were self-reliant, that we defended ourselves with our own firearms, and that was the expectation. And the courts understood that and expected you to shoot the bad guy.
That's America. Neil McCabe from RedState.com, from RedState.com. Might be a different outcome in Massachusetts, brother. This was in Idaho. But does a story like that give you hope? Because it certainly does give me hope.
Yeah, because as you know, Mark, in Massachusetts and a number of other states, we still have the obligation to retreat,
yeah,
which is bonkers, right? It's just, And it's always interesting to me when you sort of consider, like, political opinions that, you know, adults are always arguing about, right? And then what if you were to have this conversation with, say, a 10 or 12-year-old where everything is just very simple, right? And you're talking to a 10 or 12-year-old and you say, okay, someone breaks into your house with a gun. You're supposed to go out the back door. The kid is going to say, that's bonkers. That's insane. Who would, you know, like, a kid could not compute this because they haven't, their minds haven't been completely poisoned yet, right? And so, you know, the obligation to retreat is basically the license to just break into someone's house and shoot them or take whatever you want. And, you know, when they changed it in Florida, right, and created the stand your ground laws, which other states have, they deliberately used the Trayvon Martin case with George Zimmerman because they wanted to take that stand your ground law, you know, the right to self-defense, and they wanted to flip it, right, and to say there is no right to self-defense. It failed, but they pulled out every trick in the book, every trick in the book. They lied. They edited audio tape. They did everything. They spun up the whole gun panic in the mainstream media. Think about everything they did to railroad George Zimmerman, who fortunately was found not guilty, right? But I can guarantee you his life was destroyed in the process. And that innocent man, that victim that Trayvon Martin tried to kill, right? They were struggling for the gun as Trayvon was bashing George's head into the asphalt. They went after this guy, Zimmerman, who was the victim of a violent crime, just because they wanted to get rid of the right to self-defense.
Yeah, and I want to point out, too, ladies and gentlemen, and Neil, I know you know this, and the table knows this, but the Zimmerman defense never once invoked stand your ground. Not once. And the media made it a stand your ground case, and it was never a stand your ground case. And I've known George Zimmerman for many years, and believe me, his life has been completely, completely upended as a result. Brad Primo, when you hear a story like that, what does it say to you? And I mean, I'm talking about really envision this woman dragging herself handcuffed to this chair to her revolver and kept it hidden until she needed it and had a clear shot and took it. What does that tell you? That's what?
Well, I mean, the first thing that pops in my head is just the amazing will to survive. I mean,
correct.
That's, you know, I mean, that's step one. And, you know, step two is you got to have a mentality to be willing to fight and be willing to use extreme amounts of violence to, you know, preserve your life or the life of a loved one. And it kind of goes to show you that, you know, that can exist even in an 85-year-old woman who, you know, probably, if I had to guess, you know, fairly frail. I mean, I don't know a whole lot of 85-year-olds that are, you know, throwing bales of hay around or anything like that. So, you know, I'm sure that criminal saw an easy target, but, you know, the one big equalizer is at 357, right? That's the only chance that an 85-year-old woman has against a criminal that's breaking into her house, trying to do bad things to her. The only chance that she has is a firearm, and I'm glad she had one.
Yeah, the will to live, that will to live. And you know, look, an 85-year-old person can be broken physically very easily compared to, and I'll see, how old was this loser? Do I see an age on him? I'll just glance quickly. His name was Derek Condon. I say was, past tense. It was 2 a.m. when this happened too, ladies and gentlemen. But that will to survive, and that goes, I'm glad you mentioned that, because that's mindset, Justin, isn't it? You don't just get that mindset in the moment. You have to have that mindset prior to the moment, don't you?
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Mark. I mean, she was definitely focused on survival, and if she didn't have that will to survive, I don't know if she would have made it. But definitely, that 357 was the equalizer. So, thank God, you know, for the gun. You know, as Sam Colt said, you know, God made men, but Sam Colt made Amico with the Colt revolver.
You better believe it. Famous words from Colt. No question about it. When we come back from the break, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to continue the conversation. James Woods, you know, he's a great conservative actor, and he put a tweet out with a meme. And I want to go over that meme with the panel because it's so common sense and it's so easy. And then I want to play a clip from a communist Chinese survivor. And if you're listening to The Daily Show during the day, you heard me play it this past week, who just stopped that moron, David Hogg, dead in his tracks. And we're going to have some fun with that. Don't go away. The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Patriot Mobile. Visit patriotmobile.com/AAR and use the AAR promo code to get free activation today. Welcome back. Patriot Mobile, holding it right here in my hands. My phone is Patriot Mobile phone, ladies and gentlemen. patriotmobile.com/AAR. Use the promo code AAR and guess what? Free activation for you, and you can use a company that supports your right to bear arms. And I got to tell you, personal story. I didn't really pick up on this. I was just thinking about it a few minutes ago. I was in Costco today. You ever been in Costco and they got the AT&T booths over there? You know, guys walked up to me and said, what are you doing? I said, no, I'm good. I got Patriot Mobile. That was a beautiful thing. Patriot Mobile. I'm all set. Well, do you guys want to? Nope, I'm good. Patriot Mobile right here. PatriotMobile.com/AAR. Doesn't matter who your carrier is. No matter who it is. And I'm not knocking any of them. Patriot Mobile's better. Patriot Mobile supports your right to keep and bear arms. It's part of their charter. It's right on their website. They support the Second Amendment vocally and proudly. You want phone service? Patriot Mobile's got you covered. Armed American Radio's Monster Cast continues. The Roundtable, it's classic Roundtable, Carr Firearms Group Studio, 6 Hour Mike, Patriot Mobile Command Center, all brought to you by X Insurance. Let's keep the conversation going. Brad, I think I stopped with you, right, when we were coming back, going into the break?
Sure.
I think so. Yeah, we'll call it that. We'll say that, right?
Justin, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my son got pulled over about 6 months ago, and the cop said, you know what color that light was? And my son said, yeah, and while he was trying to answer, the cop said, let's just say it was red. So that's just how we'll end it with you. Yeah, let's just say we ended it with you. Justin, let me go to you first. I want to pull up this woman just utterly scolding and schooling David Hogg during a debate in New Hampshire. And something your family knows an awful lot about personally, but this was incredible to see. And then we'll go to that James Woods meme a little bit later. But I want you guys to take a listen to this. Let's play this for you now. This was at a debate with David Hogg up in New Hampshire. And the question and answer, there was a woman running for office, former Chinese national, now a U.S. citizen running in New Hampshire. Take a listen to this.
Hi, my name is Lily Tang Williams. Welcome to my live free or die state. Actually, I am a Chinese immigrant who survived communism. And under Mao, 40 million people were starving to death after he sold communism to them. And 20 million people died, murdered during his Cultural Revolution. So my question to you, David, is that can you guarantee me a gun owner tonight? Our government in the US, in DC, will never, never become a tyrannical government. Can you guarantee that to me?
There's no way I can ever guarantee that any government will not be tyrannical.
Well, then the debate on gun control is over because I will never give up my guns. Never, never. And you should go to China to see how gun control works for dictatorship of CCP.
Justin?
I think she got it right. You know, the only people who want to take your guns are tyrants in waiting. The only reason why D.C. wants our guns is they want to run a communist Maoist revolution here in America and turn us all into slaves. Don't give up your guns, America.
Neil McCabe, powerful words from her and powerful words from Justin just now. Dig into that a little bit for me, because I tell you, I would not have wanted to be David Hogg sitting there after that or during that exchange.
Well, first of all, I never actually wanted to be David Hogg at any moment. But
good for you, by the way.
You know,
if
but
you
I,
were,
you know,
I'd because, say, would you go get some dinner, please? You need to eat. But that's a different. Go ahead.
Yeah. And I don't look good in a dress. So the thing it reminds me of is I was You know, I read a great book about
not that there's anything wrong with that.
No, it's, you know, it's fine, I guess, you know, show a little ankle. We all have our needs, Mark, right? Who am I to judge? So I was reading this great book about the U.S. Army fighting in China during World War II. And one of the things is, you know, because the nationalists and the communists were both sort of, they sort of declared a truce so they could both fight the Japanese together. And so when you're, they were different parts of China, you know, you never were sure which area, if you were an area controlled by the nationalists or an area controlled by the communists. And so the most accurate way of figuring out who controlled the territory you were in is at night. If you could hear the wolves and the coyotes howling at the moon, you knew that it was a communist region. But if you didn't hear it at night, then you knew it was nationalist, because the nationalists didn't take away the guns from the farmers. And so the farmers were allowed to kill the wolves and the coyotes and everything else. And so, you know, you think about these wolves and coyotes that are living in this country, right? If you want to know where the Democrats are in control, if there are wolves and coyotes that are preying on regular citizens, well, okay, it's probably because those citizens are disarmed. But there are some parts of this country where people just do not fool around. And there are towns, I bet, Brad, in Tennessee, where there's no funny business. You know, remember that song, Try That in a Small Town?
Yeah, right.
You know, or Mark, we all know the story of Kennesaw, Georgia, right?
Where, yes, 1987.
The ordinance is the criminals have a saying in Georgia, stay out of the saw. Don't even bother. Rob something, go somewhere else.
That is an absolutely true statement. Brad, you know, you heard that clip. First of all, Neil, great stuff. I really don't want to see you in a strapless dress, okay? Not that there's anything wrong with that. But
well,
I'm just saying.
What's the matter, Mark? Are you afraid you're going to like it?
No, see, no, I'm not going there. I just don't want to see it. I just don't want to be put in that position. Brad, let me just change the subject quickly. Let's go back to the Chinese communists. David Hogg, literally schooled. And I don't know how, I mean, there was no other further response to that. He was smart enough to just shut his trap. Because there is no response to that. What did you think when you heard that?
Well, I mean, I had a couple of thoughts. I mean, like, David Hogg is a classic example of somebody. He only exists. He's only alive. He only has things, possessions, or anything else, because we live in a civilized society that is created and maintained by men with guns. That dude, if things were to go sideways, it was every man for himself, he would be food in a heartbeat. Just look at him. You can tell he's a weak individual. He really brings nothing to the table, so like nobody's going to want them in their group. Right, because when everything goes south, we're all going to form our little groups, and no one's going to want him because he brings nothing to the table. He's food. He's dead, and he doesn't even realize it, and he doesn't even appreciate the fact that he has what he has because better men than he have created a society that people like him get to exist in. He's going to find out if he ever goes to visit communist China, or if, you know, God forbid that ends up here. There is no room for people like him in a communist system. He offers nothing, and he's not going to want to be out there in a bean field. With all the rest of the slaves, he'll find himself either with one in the back of the head or in prison because people like him cause problems. You know, and the Chinese lady speaking, it really brought to a picture of mine that I've seen from communist China. And, you know, there's a woman who was, you know, bound with her hands behind her back and her ankles crossed on her knees about to get a bullet in the back of the head from a Chinese soldier. And that right there is exactly what you end up with when citizens cannot defend themselves. You end up with the fact that you commit a petty crime, or the government deems that you are using, you don't have a use, or they don't like you. You end up against the wall with a bullet in the back of your head, and that's all. And that's all there is to it.
Yeah, it's well said. I'm going to leave it at that. Did I hear you correctly? Are you telling me that David Hogg is clearly not an alpha male?
I'm not sure he's a male, to be honest with you.
Okay, well, not that there's anything wrong with that. All right, we've got 30
seconds. Don't be so hung up on gender, Mark.
Oh, I'm so glad we're getting ready to take a break. Because when we get back, I want to go to the James Woods.
Hey, Mark, before
we
go.
10 seconds, Neil, go ahead.
Quick shout out to all the knuckleheads on Telegram. And they're a great bunch of kids.
Yeah, I love it. When we come back from the break, James Woods put a tweet out that was much like the statement you just heard to David Hogg and the question and statement follow-up to David Hogg from the former Chinese national. It's pretty much a case closed checkmate type deal. We'll talk about it when we come back because it's got some spider legs to it, too. We'll be back. Armed American Radio's Monster Cast, a roundtable. One more segment to go. Don't go away.
Dr. Sebastian Gorka letting you know that the Desperado Sport Fishing Crew in Virginia Beach, Virginia supports Armed American Radio and our right to bear arms. Now, back to Mark Walters.
Wow. I am shocked that we are in the final segment of the program today, ladies and gentlemen. It has flown right by. And I'm going to give a big shout out here. Travis, who is running the boards. Greg, his regular producer, has been out on vacation for the last two Sundays and last week. And Travis, you're doing a dynamite job, brother. Thank you. Can you make your mic live real quick?
I can, yes.
Thank you. On behalf of listeners around the country, you've done a remarkable job, and we really appreciate you filling in and doing such an incredible job. That's Travis, ladies and gentlemen, at the Salem Radio Network in Dallas, who is just kicking tail and taking names, and we thank you, Travis, for everything that you've done all week for us. We appreciate it. Welcome back inside the Carr Firearms Group studios with me. You're on the Armed American Radio Network. Sig Sauer microphone. Patriot Mobile Command and Communication Center. X Insurance presenting it all. All of our great partners, including BarrelBuddy.com, Pitch the Patch, Goat Guns. Have you bought your goat guns yet? If you haven't, you need to. GoatGuns.com. Use the promo code AAR. Get 10% off your first purchase over there. You'll become addicted, I promise you. They're priced right, $25 to $45. You build these things. They're an amazing amount of fun. PTM, OWAFT training, Cutting Edge Firewood, North American Arms, Heaven's Harvest, Patriot Mobile. And we're going to be making a big announcement with a new partner that you're going to love. It's a slapper. How come I didn't think about that? That will be happening tomorrow on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Welcome back in, guys. All right. Brad, I think we ended with you last go around too.
Yeah, either that or Neil. We were cutting up pretty good.
Back and forth. Let's just say the light was red. Justin, let me go to you. So I can't put a picture
I'm waiting
up on
for the fines on Monday, Mark.
Okay, you'll be fine. We'll all be good. It's all good. Justin Moon, CEO of Carr Arms, brother. When I saw this meme from James Woods, it was one of those checkmate moments, right? He put a meme out on Twitter, and he's got a huge Twitter following. Twitter hated him. They banned him, all kinds of stuff back when it was run by all the lefties and all that nonsense. But nevertheless, it was if you look at an electoral college map of the U.S., bright red and pockets of blue, right? You can picture that in your mind's eye. And it says 97% of gun owners are in red America. 97% of murders are in blue America. Justin, it's as true as the day is long, yet the media will never tell us that. We've been talking about it here on this table for years. The left throws those blue numbers in without telling you where they're coming from. But I think when things like that get out, our conversation gets out, more and more people hear it. And I think based on what we're seeing in polling, I think more and more Americans are getting it, Justin. Do you feel confident that might be happening finally?
Well, I think that Americans are starting to get it, but I also think that the deep state in the U.S., in Washington, the swamp, and in the big cities feels like they're cornered. They're cornered rats. So they're going to lash out with everything they have, and they're going to push for full-blown tyranny. That's what I'm afraid of.
Well, I agree with you, Neil. I think that's where you were going with in the second segment of this hour. Maybe it was the first, when you said that you were very concerned and didn't see things turning out well. I have that same feeling, have predicted it for a while, but not enough time to go into it now. But do you feel that way, or is it a sense, are you getting a sense that people are figuring it out? The electorate's figuring it out.
Yeah, I just don't know. It's sort of like this, turning around a battleship. Like, it takes a battleship, 5 miles to stop. And so with a big country, with a big political system, it's not like you can just flip something and turn on a dime.
Well, I don't know about that, Brad. Is there an event that could? Let's go there. That's a kind of a fun conversation. Is there something? I mean, let's take something as benign as half the nation's not going to accept the outcome on the first Tuesday following the first Monday this coming November. Let's start there. Does the ship stop on a dime right there?
I don't think so. I mean, I've thought about this a lot. Like, what would it take, you know, to cause just a massive, change in the way people think in this country? And, you know, when I think about it, we've gotten to where we are now, not by, you know, one big event. It's been, you know, a death by a thousand cuts, right? It's been going on since the 60s. You know, when we let communists, you know, basically take root in this country, we didn't get rid of them as we should have, in ways that we should have, over the years. We let it fester. And so, you know, what we're seeing now is a result of, you know, 50 some odd years of complacency and 50 some odd years of allowing a cancer to metastasize. And we're not going to get rid of it all at once. And we can't change their minds. These are people who were raised, brought up in this system, right? We're dealing with the kids of the communists now, and that's all they know. And all they know is living in their blue cities. They only know one way of thinking. And, you know, I don't think there's any way to snap them out of it. It's going to take another couple generations, like Neil said, to reverse that tide, I think.
Well, you know, when you talk about kids living in the blue cities, all it takes is one split second of a violent crime to change somebody's thoughts immediately. I've seen it with my own eyes. Justin, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I think America is waking up, Mark, honestly. But I don't think that's the major problem we have. The major problem we have is that the political system is preparing to go kinetic against the American people. And we need to remember what the deep state is. And the deep state in America is really formed after World War II, basically by Alan Dulles and Operation Paperclip. What Operation Paperclip was, the importing of the Nazi intelligence, the SS network, to our intelligence services. So if we understand that, then we understand that actually the deep state is Nazi Germany. It is the SS.
Wow, I wish we had time into that. Yeah, Neil, go ahead. I wish we had time to go into
real
that.
Real quick. But Friday, the New York Times had a headline. Campaign puts Trump and the spy agencies on a collision course. As President Donald Trump never trusted the intelligence community, his antipathy has only grown since he left office, with potentially serious implications should he return to power. The New York Times, which is basically, they're stenographers for the deep state.
Sure, of
they're
course.
They're basically... Why is there a collision course with a government agency and the commander in chief? Because they're an independent feudal power, just like Justin's saying.
Oh, man. I wish we could go into this. We don't have enough time to do this, because that is a fascinating conversation. And when you talk about a stenographer for the left, you are absolutely correct. Nothing coming from the New York Times can be believed ever at this stage of the game. But we will watch the left in the media, guys, go absolutely nuts to do anything in their power to keep Trump from taking office at the next inauguration. And, I like you guys, I feel it. I fear it. It's a gut feeling. Let me say this as we close out the program. Justin Moon, thank you, man. Always a pleasure to have you here. CEO of Carr Arms. We're in the Carr Firearms Group studios, ladies and gentlemen. Neil McCabe from RedState.com, from RedState.com. God bless you, Neil, for everything you do. We're going to invite you on the weekday show coming up this week when your schedule permits. And Brad Primo, CEO, Lead Slingers Whiskey. Brad Primo, thank you for being here and for all of your commentary today. We appreciate it, guys. Ladies and gentlemen, Armed American Radio's daily defense gets up and does it again tomorrow, precisely because they don't want us to do it, which is exactly why we love doing it, because it's just so in your face. But it's not really in your face, because we're telling the truth. It's kind of the other way around, isn't it? They're in your face. All we're doing is responding to their moves every single day. Enjoy your day. Remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never, ever, ever leave your cave without your club. No self-respecting caveman would ever be caught outside his cave without his club. Enjoy your day. Stay safe. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow, guys. Thanks for being here.
just filled your prescription for freedom with Mark Walters, presented by X Insurance.
X Insurance
on the Armed American Radio Network.